Now, on this subject of grace and truth, someone asked me, why did you name your book The Grace and Truth Paradox? What's the deal with the paradox? Well, a paradox is an apparent contradiction. There's a lot of paradoxes in life. The sovereignty of God and the free will of man. Earlier with I am my own grandpa, that's a paradox. No, that's not a good one. Forget that one. Now I got your eye, I got your mind on that. But there are paradoxes, and they are apparent contradictions, but they're not actual contradictions. Now what we tend to do is we think grace and truth. Jesus came full of grace and truth. And we start thinking we have a choice. We can be grace people who are very tolerant and warm and loving and forgiving and all of that. Or we can be truth people. And truth and solid and deep roots and love theology and pound people over the head. It's like we got a choice between these two different things. But that's not the way it is. See, birds require two wings to fly. With just one wing, the bird doesn't get anywhere. It's grounded. Likewise, the gospel of Jesus Christ is grounded. When there's only one wing. When it's truth, or it's grace, but it's not the other. We need truth and grace, because what people need is Jesus. And Jesus is, we are told, in the passage we looked at last night, full of two things, grace and truth. So, that's our two-point checklist of Christ-likeness. Are we living lives overflowing with grace and truth? If so, we don't have to worry about our writing. We need to worry, be concerned about the quality of our writing. We need to work at the discipline of the writing. But in terms of whether people can be drawn to Christ through it, largely our writing, like everything else we do, is an overflow of our hearts, of what God is doing inside of us. And it's all about Him, and it's not about us, but grace and truth, not grace or truth, is what it comes down to.